I am so grateful to be joining you today and excited to share with you today's episode, which is scratching the surface of decluttering our lives and making space for what matters more to each of us. As working moms, we often find ourselves juggling countless responsibilities between our families, careers, personal lives, and fulfilling the faithful call that God has given us to live out as His daughters. Take a quick minute and just imagine with me a life where chaos gives way to clarity, where peace replaces urgency, and where faith, family, and well-being take center stage. We're not just talking about tidying up your physical spaces. We're talking about decluttering your mind, your heart, and your relationships to create a life filled with purpose and joy. Join us for the next little bit and give yourself a few minutes to be present and breathe as we uncover practical strategies to declutter your life and make space for what truly matters. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms Podcast. I'm Lindsay Walker, a wife and mom of three who loves Jesus, manages anxiety, and understands the difficulties of being a working mom. As a working mom myself, I know what it's like to wear multiple hats and sometimes struggle to keep up with the endless to-dos. You want to find a way to balance financial responsibility with your divine calling to raise God-fearing disciples and enjoy life in your present season. You are searching for a simplified way to live that aligns with your faith and values, offers freedom, and allows you to prioritize according to God's word. So, if you're eager to create a thriving reality while also showing up for your loved ones, you are in the right place and are welcomed here with open arms. Grab a cozy blanket and your favorite drink and gift yourself the next few minutes to join me in this time of renewal and growth. Let's take this journey together and live abundantly in all areas of our lives. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms Podcast. We all have an idea and a good understanding on what decluttering is, but it can mean and go much deeper depending on who you are. For this episode, I want to specifically give us space to think about what does it mean to declutter our lives as Christian moms who work, who want to keep up with their household, who want to honor God in the things that they do and show up well and with confidence for their families and their career. And when looking at these things this way, it goes beyond just cleaning out our closets or organizing our schedules. Decluttering is about intentionally removing the distractions and the unnecessary burdens that weigh us down so we can focus on what truly brings us joy and fulfillment. For time's sake and for this individual episode, I want to start us out by talking about just a few aspects, but it will get us a good push start and motivation. So one area where I see a lot of us working moms struggle with and could use some decluttering is truly with our schedules. Between work meetings, school activities, and household chores, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and stretched thin. But as Christian moms, we're called to prioritize our time in a way that honors God and nurtures our relationships with our families. One practical tip to make our schedules less cluttered is to practice saying no. It's okay to decline invitations or commitments that don't align with your values or priorities. By setting boundaries and protecting our time, we can create space for the things that truly matter. It takes more intentionality to protect your schedule and your time than it does to fill it, and we often forget that, which is why a lot of us have schedules and calendars that are bursting. I know for me personally, navigating single parenthood over the last 6 months since my husband went to heaven has presented a steep, steep learning curve. I've found myself in unfamiliar territory and wrestling with the challenges of raising my children solo. One of the toughest lessons has been learning to prioritize and say no to certain commitments that I have consistently held. While this adjustment has been uncomfortable, it's become essential for the well-being of my family. As much as I've struggled with setting boundaries, I've come to realize that it's necessary for fulfilling the responsibilities God has entrusted me. Yes, it's uncomfortable, but it's a crucial step in carrying out His work. So what aspects of your life do you need to protect? What commitments do you need to decline at this moment so that you can prioritize what truly requires your attention? Another important aspect of decluttering is simplifying our possessions. As moms with children, it's so easy to accumulate a lot of stuff. Toys, clothes, schoolwork, and on and on and on. These things can clutter our homes and our minds. But by decluttering our physical spaces, we can create a more peaceful and organized environment for our families to thrive and just be comfy in. There's a lot of different methods out there, and rather than read excessively about each method, it's better to just put actions to the words we hear and read and make some headway by taking little actions where we can. If we get intentional about surrounding ourselves more with things that support our purpose and calling and physical things that bring us joy, we will naturally cultivate a home that reflects our values and priorities, and it will then be a loving, comfortable place and space that is personalized for each of us that we love to be in. If you're not a part of our community group over on Facebook, I want to invite you to join us. This week, we're doing a fun one-week decluttering challenge in the group, and it would be great to have more people who share in the same desires join us there. And you can find the link to join us in the show notes of this episode, or just simply search within Facebook, Faith-Led Working Moms Community, and you can find us there. But before we end our time today, I want to hit on one more important thing, and that is decluttering our minds and our hearts. As Christian moms, we're called to renew our minds daily and focus on the things that are true, that are noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. There's a lot there, but essentially this means letting go of negative thoughts and worries and anxieties that can clutter our minds and rob us of our peace. A powerful way to declutter our minds is through prayer and meditation. By spending time in God's presence, we can quiet our minds and open our hearts to God's truth and guidance. Whether it's through journaling, scripture reading, or simply sitting in silence, creating space for spiritual time and spiritual practices can help us declutter our minds and draw us closer to God. Take a second and think about how much time you spend worrying about past events and how much time you spend worrying about things in the future. I'll bet it's a lot, and I'm totally guilty of this too, and probably can be one of the worst culprits at times. While some of it may have some warrant to it, the majority of these things are robbing us of current joy and peace. God is in the present. God promises us strength and hope for the moments we are currently living in within this day, one moment at a time. Worry and stress rob us of so much, which takes our focus off of God, meeting us where we're at. God dwells in the present moment, and removing ourselves from things that take us away from this reality need to be evaluated and reconstructed in the time that we're given. Spring is the perfect season for us to shed the clutter that weighs us down and embrace the renewal of our spirits. There's seriously something so healing about sunshine and fresh air. God gives us seasons for rest, for renewal and growth. He also does that in his creation of the physical environment, and he does that within each of us in our physical lives as well. Spring brings a much needed energy, and this season is a great natural motivator to evaluate what we have allowed in our lives and to be intentional about what we continue to let stay. Making small changes and taking practical steps to declutter our lives and create space for renewal and growth and joy is a great practice to implement starting today as spring is awakening all around us. In the middle of all the noise you have surrounding your life right now, let this be a reminder to live one day at a time. Live present, dwelling with God. And I pray over all of us that God will continue to provide his guidance and protection as we navigate the days ahead. Lord God, I ask that you guard our hearts, our thoughts, and our expectations, that we may remain steadfast in our faith and open to your will for our lives. May each new day be an opportunity to experience your love and grace in fresh new ways. Strengthen us to declutter our lives and make space for what truly matters, our faith, our families, and the nourishment of our souls. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hey there. If you connected with this podcast in any way, I would love for you to leave a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. It is such a blessing to be able to see and hear from you about the different ways God is using this podcast in each of our lives. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can join us in the free Facebook community group, Faith-Led Working Moms, where you will be surrounded by like-minded community that shares in the same desire to live intentionally in our faith, family, and career. You will be showered with encouragement, fun challenges, practical tools and resources to help you align your life with God's Word and restore your priorities with accountability. It's when we intentionally renew our minds and root ourselves in God's promises that we can actively live in the best that He has for us. And until we meet again, I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. May He smile on you and be gracious to you. May He look your way and give you peace in all you do.